In 2016, a crack team of podcasters was sent to Twitter jail for hot takes they didn't say. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Orlando Underground. Today, still wanted by Orlando City fans, they survive as podcasters of fortune. If you have hot takes, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the fourth official.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the fourth official podcast. Yeah, we're back. It's been a month, but we're here. Hey, this isn't a real episode. Fooled you. Hey, Brad Newton, how you doing?
Hey, Austin David, I'm here.
Yeah, we're the two here. Kyle Foley, Gavin Eubank, they're not. We might be back next week to do an actual show, but this is just a reaction show and...
You can't see it, but there's lights flashing right now.
Lights, cameras, action,
so,
and everything.
Kyle is living the hack life right now, and Gavin is...
He's doing his Uncle Gav thing.
Yeah.
Uncle Gav is back.
Uncle Gav off wherever Uncle Gav needs to be.
Yeah, apparently he's buying some Uncle Gav sweatpants.
Well, I mean, we're not the only two in the studio right now.
That's true.
Should we introduce our special guest?
Yeah. Brad, why don't you do the honors?
I'm Mr. T.
Well, welcome, Mr. T. As you saw, as you probably heard earlier, that we had a bit of a special intro. You know, just wanted to welcome you in the studio. And,
enough of this jibber-jabber.
Wow. Kind of angry.
Shut your dang pow-hole!
I don't really know if we really want him here today.
Can we ask him to leave?
What did I do?
Oh. Yeah. See, I kind of had this whole thing where, like, the three of us would be, like, the A-team, or Austin would be, like, Hannibal, and I'd be Face, and then we had B.A. Baracus, but...
Stop procrastinating, fool!
All right, well, sorry, Miss T. Is it Mr. T? We're going to have to... Going to ask you to leave.
You know, you got a lot of mouth, and I got a lot of fists for your mouth.
Well, now I'm definitely going to ask you to leave. So
can we call security?
Yep.
All right.
We're going to see you later. Bye.
Man, my lunch is $35.
Why $35?
I don't really know what relevance that has for anything. Anyone who's listening this far, if you could tell us in the comments, tweet us at the fourth official, at Mainland Michael.
Blocked.
Yeah.
Hey, so, okay, let's get to the nitty-gritty here. We're here for a reason. Orlando City, they culled all their players. Everyone's gone, but not really. It's only six players.
Yeah, six players.
I don't know what people were expecting. It's like, oh, yeah, they're going to get rid of the entire team and start over. Because that was totally a legitimate thing for them to do. Because it wasn't. And it didn't happen.
I mean, you know.
They got rid of, like, half the defense.
Yeah, with good reason.
Yeah. But... So, let's break it down. Kevin Alston,
bye.
Seb Hines,
bye.
Pedro Ibero,
bye.
Julio Baptista, and two USL guys, Luke Bowden and Tyler Turner. They're gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tyler Turner's is a bit of a shock, but not really a bit of a shock.
From what I've been hearing, it's not necessarily his play on the field that was more of an issue. It was like everything off the field.
Yeah, that makes a bit more sense, especially if you look at how his disciplinary record kind of leveled out like towards the end of it.
He was like the second leading goal scorer on the USL team.
Though. He also had the most yellow cards and red cards accumulated for OCB too, if I believe.
Yeah.
So that's
wasn't just disciplinary issues on the field though. It was like,
you know, yeah,
things that I heard that I can't repeat that happened off the field.
It's good radio.
Yeah. I mean. Come to your own decisions about that, but that's all I can say.
Yep. Didn't we say Julio Baptista was going to be back next year?
Yeah. Well, it's not 100% done yet. These guys are the ones who had their options declined, which means their contracts were declined their options.
Yeah,
that doesn't necessarily mean they're gone, right? They could give new contracts.
But that has it ever happened in MLS history where a player's contract has been turned down and then they get picked up? Oh, it has.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Because here's the thing. The reason, and this is what most people are saying, the reason Julio Bautista had his option declined was because in his second year, he was supposed to get a big pay raise.
That makes sense. That happens a lot for older players.
Right. So they decline his option, re-sign him to a new reworked contract where he gets that same amount of money that he got last year. And he's still that veteran striker backup who scored 6 goals after only starting 5 games.
I'm just saying, FC Dallas just released Carlos Ruiz. If we're looking for a veteran
striker
with plenty of MLS experience.
He's out there, yeah. He's
your guy. I mean, he's not, you know, he is what he is. That's about as much as I can say.
Yep. But there are a decent amount of players that are starting to come out from different clubs that Orlando City may be interested in. I mean, there's Eric Gehrig from the Chicago Fire, defender. He's all right. Luis Solignac, he's all right.
Sebastian Schweinsteiger's all right.
Okay, let's just quickly. $16 million from the Chicago Fire? That's more. That's like, what the hell are you doing? That reeks of desperation.
Desperation is a stinky, stinky cologne.
It's just like, okay, we've been screwed on the last 3 designated players. How do we make sure that no one else screws us over this time? Oh, I got it. Let's offer him the max amount of money that we possibly can. This way, no one will come after him.
Yeah, especially Schweinsteiger, who pretty much already no one was really going to come after that hard.
Yeah, but they just got burned so many times. They're like, fuck it. We're doing this thing.
It's the scared dog thing. It's like they just see a newspaper being picked up and they're like,
I'm pretty sure that's double what Kaká makes.
It is.
That's ridiculous. Here's the thing. That might open the doorway for other teams and other players because they'll see Schweinsteiger, $16 million. Other players will be like, holy shit, they're giving away money in MLS. I'm going to go over there.
So what you're saying is the LA Galaxy are going to sign Jack Wilshere for
$20 million. No way in the hell that happens. He's maybe $14 million. Anyways, players that Orlando City could go after. Corey Ash used to play for Orlando. He's available.
He'll probably stay available.
Yeah. He's all right. Again, another all right player. Michael Parkhurst, out of contract with the Columbus Crew. I mean, he did play for the U.S. men's national team at some point. He's a solid center back. You know, you never know.
Hey, Javier Morales left Real Salt Lake after 10 years.
He's old. Really old.
But he also played with Christ, so.
Yeah, but he's old.
He's old.
He is 36 old.
Yeah, I know.
That's old. Just saying.
Just
repeating the fact that he's as old as Julio Bautista.
Again, I'm aware of this.
Okay, Zach Lloyd and Atiba Harris, as well as Carlos Ruiz from FC Dallas. Those guys are available. As well as a few other guys that aren't as notable. Well, DeMarcus Beasley, his contract expires at the end of 2016, so he might be available. Orlando City just released their left back.
Sure, why not?
Veteran presence, you know, backline veteran presence, all that. Everyone left LA Galaxy. That was fun.
Well, Steven Gerrard and Robert.
Oh my God, Jack Wilshere is actually being touted. Yeah, that's right. He is being apparently linked to LA Galaxy.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you were just making that up on the spot.
Nope.
And Sammy Kedira. That'll be replacing
one of those. Yeah, Robbie Keane.
Robbie Keane and Steven Gerrard.
I mean,
they're not. Neither of them are forwards.
Yeah.
They got Zardes.
Okay.
I mean,
sorry, Galaxy.
Yeah.
You lose Robbie Keane, Steven Gerrard, and Bruce Arenas in the same year.
Yeah. Hey, Klinsmann's gone.
Perfect. Oh, it feels so good.
Yeah, we'll go into more detail on that the next show. But again, this is just like the reaction show. So, finally?
Yeah, finally is probably a good way to describe it. I mean, I would have probably pegged him to be gone after the team didn't make the Olympics, but
that wasn't his like team. That was Tab Ramos's team, technically.
Technically, sure, but he's the what was his official title? He was like
head coach and technical director.
Technical director. So I think that goes in a little bit to the technical director's responsibilities there.
Sure.
So I mean, at the very least, it's like when a football coach is both the head coach and the GM, and then suddenly like, oh wait, no, that's could actually be a really bad thing.
The Stan Van Gundy of soccer.
Yeah, like don't let that happen ever.
Stan Van Gundy's cool though. I like him.
Yeah, Stan's a nice guy.
Form a fucking wall. That's his saying. He did it before Trump did it. Trump stole it from him.
Well, Trump stole it from Orlando City,
who then stole it from Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah.
Everyone just steals these days. Everyone it's just, unbelievable.
Well, I mean, when you really get down to it, Borussia Dortmund stole it from the Chinese.
Damn it. back to the cuts and everything. Sami Khedira is being linked to NYCFC, Red Bulls, and the Galaxy.
At one point, he was linked to Arsenal, which is funny.
Hey, you know who else has been linked to MLS?
Literally everyone.
Yeah,
at
but
some point or another.
Speaking of Arsenal players.
We just said Jack Wilshere.
Former Arsenal players.
I'm drawing a blank here.
Currently plays as a midfielder for Crystal Palace. 32 years old from Marseille. Matthew Flamini.
Yep. Well, I mean, that was sort of my nightmare scenario if Orlando City signed Flamini at some point. It's because, like, your disciplinary issues are going to, like, skyrocket. He's going to hit accumulation so fast, especially in MLS. Holy shit.
It'll be fun to watch.
He might actually, like, kill Zardes.
Again, you know,
Flamini plays like a tire iron in his shorts.
I can just imagine that.
Remember last year
like,
when
taped
like
to his leg?
Remember last year he during a Champions League game against Barcelona, he subbed on and then 45 seconds later conceded a penalty. he made like a 2-footed tackle on I think Messi, and that's the one guy A you don't ever try to tackle, and then B let alone go studs up and double footed on.
Yeah. Bad.
Yeah, no. Not smart.
Not just smart. So apparently just going on other things. Chris Pontius apparently out of contract with the Union as well as Fabinho.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Best of luck, guys.
Didn't Pontius win comeback player?
Yeah, which leads me to believe that he'll probably be re-signed.
Yeah, that whole thing. How the hell did Kevin Molino not win comeback player of the year? How did he finish third behind Frank Lampard, first of all? Because
well,
MLS.
Yeah, because MLS, that's your first answer. And then second, Orlando wasn't that good this year. So
yeah, but Kevin Molino was.
Kevin Molino was, but you got to remember, like, who wins the Heisman Trophy every year? It's like the guy who plays for the best team, but because I mean, you had Robert Griffin III and Johnny Manziel win it, but probably your more touted players who play for exciting teams, and the Union were weirdly enough kind of exciting for a while.
Yeah. Well, they made the playoffs for the first time in forever.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, Orlando City missed the playoffs for the second straight year, so.
Yeah.
I think there's your answer. As much as it's absolutely an individual award, like, stupidly enough, it never ends up being just an individual award.
So, other players that might be available. Sporting Kansas City released Chance Myers and Kevin Ellis.
Yeah.
Chance Myers, solid fullback.
Sure.
You know, he ain't bad.
Sporting Kansas City basically just, like, dropped, like, a lot of their players.
Yeah, kind of. But again, Chance Myers, he's 6 foot tall, and he's a right back who can also play on the left.
Yeah. I mean, Orlando definitely needs a whole new back line now. So
Paulo Nakamura also... out of contract, and he has a house in Orlando. So, you know, there's that.
Just floating those rumors out there.
Will Johnson from Toronto FC, he's going to explore free agency, he says. So, you know, that's something. Pedro Morales from Vancouver, he's available. Could be interesting.
Guys, DeMarcus Beasley.
Yeah, we already talked about him.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so now, got all the other teams out of the way. Let's go back to Orlando City. Kevin Alston. Let's just break these guys down one by one. Kevin Alston, serviceable job in the stead of Rafael Ramos.
Mm-hmm. Played 24 games this year.
He did. He wasn't the best right back. He wasn't the worst. Could have been better. Could have been worse. But, I mean, you know, he did okay. He did exactly what he was brought in to do, be a backup.
You look at it, he was an all-star in 2010, and in 2013 he was the comeback player of the year. So
he came back from cancer.
Yeah, the guy came back from cancer. So, I mean, I don't know if the team re-signs him or not.
No,
I doubt it.
The Whitecaps are already looking into signing him.
Yeah. It's just one of those things that, like, you know, either the guy just didn't fit a scheme or just didn't, you know.
He was available. He was an available right back with MLS experience and lots of it.
And just didn't stand out in practice.
He was also Adrian Heath's pick,
yeah,
not Jason Christ.
Well, I think, again, that relates back to what I've been saying this whole time is that, you know, there's not going to be, like, a huge purge where, like, the entire roster gets overworked. But you're going to have guys that, if they don't fit and they're not Jason Christ's pick, they're going to be gone. I mean, again, that also kind of fits Luke Bowden and Seb Hines.
Pretty much.
I mean.
Finish off with Alston, then we'll go to Bowden. Uh-huh. 24 games played, 21 started, almost 2,000 minutes logged, his most since 2012, when he logged 2,600 minutes as a starter and started pretty much every single game. Zero assists, 4 shots, 0 goals. He's not much of a goal scorer in general. He's only scored 7 in his career, and he's played, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So he scored at least 1 goal every season, just about. Not much of a goal scorer. Committed a lot of fouls this year, though, most since 2012, again. Had his most yellow cards in his career, tied for his 2012 year, where he had 3, but played 31 games. So, yeah. That's Kevin Alston in a nutshell for you. Moving on. Luke Bowden. Longtime USL guy.
Yeah.
It's really kind of sad for him. Like, he's another guy who I've been hearing he might not be done with the club. He might be going with OCB or something as like a Lewis Neal-esque kind of player because his family is pretty ingrained in the Orlando community and his wife's from Orlando. His baby lives here, obviously. So he's been here since 2011.
Yeah, I mean, he's made a life here. So, I mean, when you look at the season, it was kind of hit or miss for him. If he wasn't starting, he was an unused sub. So,
I mean, that's kind of how it is with defenders, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, next we're probably going to be talking about Seb Hines next, who did start a lot of the season.
Yeah,
so.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Sad.
But, I mean, you know, Seb's one of those guys that, you know, the fans love him. You know,
Fans turned on him this year.
They turned on him this year, but, you know, you look at it historically, and Luke Bowden's always been one of those guys that, you know, they've had a spot for. And I think it's, sure. You know, I think you reach a certain point where it's like you could be a pretty good to decent USL player and then find out once you go up a level and, you know, once you go up a level and now you're playing against MLS guys that, you know, maybe that's just where your skill set was.
So overall, Luke Bowden logged 127 games with the club over a 5-year span,
mm-hmm.
from 2011 to 2016. 45 games played in MLS, 82 games played in USL.
Yeah, I think that you know, you play a lot in USL. He could end up on OCB again next year because. Like you said, he's got a life here in Orlando. I don't think the team's just going to, like, you know.
Yeah, well, I know he's been in talks with them, and obviously Nicky Bidalic, the assistant general manager, said we're still talking with some of the guys.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, they're just going to, you know, sort of unceremoniously kind of dump him off and just do whatever, but you know, it's sports and these things do happen, so
sure.
Comes a time for everyone.
Would it be really awkward if like he went to OCB but then Mikey Ambrose, who started in OCB and now is in MLS, like they both started, so like they just switched places literally?
No, because Ambrose is younger.
I know. Wouldn't it just be weird though?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Is that, I mean, that's just sports.
I know, but it's just thinking about it's kind of weird to me.
I mean, it's not to say that, you know, everything is cyclical and that, you know, you're going to make these sort of, I mean, it sound, I mean, Luke Bowden, I'm older than Luke Bowden, so.
It's crazy to think about.
Yeah, I mean, well, only by like 2 months, but.
Still,
I mean, you know, I sort of look at it, you know, when I was playing hockey, I sort of reached a point where I realized like, oh, hey, my skill set isn't matching the other guys that are advancing more. So this is kind of my ceiling. So I think if, you know, sort of mid-level MLS, you know, high mid-level USL player, that's probably what you're going to, you know, people have a really hard time realizing that, you know, for the most part, everyone's going to be about average when it comes to life. So like, I mean, no, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, just being able to celebrate like being about average is probably something that I think people have a harder time accepting. Like, it's people who say like, oh, I'm going to be the next YouTube Vine star, or I want to be the Kardashians. It's like, no, you're not. There's like 15 people around Kim Kardashian who can't even be Kim Kardashian. So just be like the best you can be. So honestly, I think like Luke Bowden probably, I mean, I don't know Luke Bowden, so I don't want to explore his mentality about it, but you know, it just kind of rolls into, you know, just being the best Luke Bowden could be.
Fair. Well, we may see him soon, hopefully. Kind of miss the guy.
Yeah, I like Luke Bowden. Luke Bowden,
good guy.
Saw him at a tent sale outside of Artigan Mall one time.
He used to coach at Rollins as an assistant. That's when I first like officially met him. I met him with it, like doing the media stuff, obviously, but you know, got to know him a little bit there. Had him on my radio show once before. Just a very friendly, down to earth kind of guy. Anyways, moving on. Seb Hines. started 23 games this year, started 21 last year, scored 4 goals in his MLS career, 3 this year, 1 last year, and no assists for either year. And he kind of. He will always be remembered for the last play that he made in an Orlando City uniform, passing back to Joe Bendik so weakly that DC United was able to pick it up and score, just tapping it in.
Mm.
That's the lasting memory that Seb Hines will have in Orlando City.
If that's the thing that ended up getting him cut.
Can you imagine Jason Christ on the bench after seeing that? He's like done.
Fuck this asshole. He's out of here.
Oh man, I can't even imagine how that would go down. He had so much promise coming into it, right?
You had a player who has, you know, had 17 caps for England's youth teams coming into it, and then just sort of.
Well, I mean, yeah, he played in the championship.
Right? Yeah.
With Middlesbrough, Derby County, Oldham Athletic, Coventry City, and then came to Orlando. Spent a lot of time out on loan from Middlesbrough, but did play there from 2006 to 2015, made 69 appearances. You know, I mean, he in MLS, he made 49 appearances, which is almost as much as he made in Middlesbrough through his 9-year career there.
And again, so
that might be saying something.
Yeah. Yeah. I liken it to Frank Lampard and Steven Gerrard retiring this year from MLS. Mm-hmm. I think they walked into it and like they thought it was just like a league where they could just like pick up a check every week and sort of like, you know, I'm pretty well conditioned. I can play this. Like they thought it was like a Sunday league in England and they could just like fuck off and do whatever they wanted. And then they quickly realized like, oh no shit. Like this like is actually kind of decent and everyone around me is like getting mad at me. What is going on?
I came here to have fun.
Why does my body hurt all the time?
he's getting punched in the back.
Like, oh no.
Hey, so I was just looking up Seb Hines. Apparently, when he was playing for Middlesbrough in 2012, in the Capital One Cup, he scored an own goal, which was the only goal of the match, which eliminated Middlesbrough from competition.
Seb Hines, offensive dynamo.
I mean, he has a good head, you know. Scored that. You'd never forget that 4-goal game he had against that one Brazilian team.
Sure. Well, you kind of already did because you can't remember what team it was, but, you know.
Bahia.
All right. Well, fuck.
Yeah. Like I said, never forget. That'll be his crowning achievement. 4 goals in a meaningless friendly against a second-tier Brazilian team. And his bottom of the barrel, his last thing he ever did for Orlando City, passing it back to Joe Bendik, having it picked off, and them scoring a goal.
Yep.
Seb Hines. Moving on. Tyler Turner. Kind of hit on him.
Yeah, kind of touched. I mean, there's not really much else to say, really, about Tyler Turner.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't he, like, selling his stuff on, like, Unlisted or something like that?
Yeah, shout out to Wade Williams from the mainland for that. He pointed that out, and he's like, hey, Tyler's selling all his stuff. I'm like, interesting. So I posted that on Twitter, and some people were like, oh, my God, he's leaving. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's just selling his stuff, and then he's gone now.
Yep, he's gone.
So, like, that should have been the first sign. As soon as you see people selling their stuff online, yeah, you, like, know that they're not coming back.
It's like when college football coaches put their house up for sale. They're like, oh, he's gone.
Well, you know what's funny? A few days before Klinsmann was fired, he put up his house in California for sale.
Yeah.
I'm sure it should have been a thing.
Listen, I'm sure, like, U.S. Soccer didn't just call him in and say, like, hey, you know, come in to now. Like, they've probably had a meeting scheduled for, you know, some time, and he probably had some advance warning as to what was going on.
Yeah, so. But then he sold his house, and everyone was like, oh, my God, he's finally gone. And then 2 days later it happened. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's not uncommon. So.
Right. All you gotta do is keep an eye out.
Yep.
Although Adrian Heath still has his house here.
I mean, again, that goes back to the Luke Bowden thing. I mean, he's got a life here. So.
Sure does. I mean, his son still lives here.
He's living a very happy life.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people expected him to be cut.
There might not be. There might be a few more reasons why he's not cut.
His girlfriend?
I mean.
Good for him, man. He's 20. She's 28. That's all we'll say about that.
Yep.
Moving on.
There's more players that aren't getting cut for that same reason, probably, but.
Well, I'm pretty sure Tyler Turner was, like, going out with Tony D. Or, what's her name? Defender.
Presley?
Yeah, Tony Presley. Mm. He keeps posting Instagram pictures of him and her. That might just be like, hey, maybe. We're friends. Or
That's probably not, but whatever. Let's not speculate any further.
If you post, like, a picture of both of you in bed, like Harrison Heath did, then that kind of says something.
Well, didn't... I don't think it was Harrison Heath that posted it. Yeah, I was just going to say, that wasn't him that posted that picture. That was her.
Yeah. That kind of is like a telling sign.
Yeah.
Good for him. Anyways,
on
moving
that note.
On. Pedro Ribeiro. Bummer for him because, well, it wasn't really his fault. I mean,
it's kind of weird that you're cutting a guy who had, like, a broken back, basically.
Yeah,
like,
he had a hamstring issue in 2015. Then he had a bulged disc that he had to have surgery on this past year. So he had 2 goals, 2 assists, 23 shots in his time with Orlando. Kind of moved between forward, midfield, defensive midfield. Played really wherever.
I mean, that's sort of the sign of, like, a player's, like, skill set declining, though, is when you... I mean, typically, it's when you just get pushed further and further back.
Well, no, he's naturally a midfielder.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, is when you start out at forward, I mean, and then you
get pushed
back to middle, and then you get pushed back a little bit further to, like, a defensive mid. I mean, eventually, forgive me if I'm wrong here, but didn't he play a game on the back line?
Not for Orlando, but he did play in the back line in USL with Harrisburg when he was on loan from Philly.
Right.
He played all season in the back line, as a matter of fact. He's a big dude, so it makes sense.
He's 6'4".
He's got good feet, too.
Yeah, he's 6'4". So.
He's literally played everywhere but keeper on the field. Pretty sure he's even played as a fullback once.
Yeah, he might have. But
that kind of versatility you don't find in too many players. So I understand cutting him because he didn't really, you know, it's hard to come back from back surgery. But at the same time, that versatility won't be found too many other places.
Right. But what I'm saying, though, is if that back surgery affected him in such a way that it's just not there anymore, that could be a
That's the thing. You don't even know. Like,
exactly.
We only saw him play for like two games with OCB.
What they probably see in training versus what we see, you know, every week on, you know, during games is entirely different. So.
Yeah.
That's sort of my reaction to it.
Meh. Bautista is the next one and the last one that we're going to talk about. Again, we already kind of talked about him, but he was good.
He was good where they needed him.
Yeah, 23 games, never, 5 starts, 6 goals, 3 assists. He had his hand in 9 goals this year.
Yeah. I mean, when he came in, I was like, okay, that's weird. And then, because, I mean, the guy's old. And, you know, it's another one of Kaká's friends that's coming to play for the team. The timing of which... he got signed not too long after Notarino showed up, and then Notarino was not very good. So everyone was like, oh, fucking great. We just got another one of Kaká's friends just because, like, he can bring people around. But then it actually kind of worked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Beast was pretty serviceable. You know, if it's just a matter of, you know, them declining the option so they can restructure it, that's one thing.
We'll have to, it's a wait and see kind of thing.
Yeah, it's I mean, he won goal of the week in week 15. I mean, that's all I can really say about it. I mean, he had 6 goals on the year, so
yeah,
it's
good for him. Okay. That's all the guys that got cut. Still no word about maybe trades. David Mateos, there's rumors about him being like traded. So
we got a Kaká news.
So yeah, he says he won't keep coming back next year.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
I'm sure you guys will talk about more about that on Monday, but
yeah. Yeah, I mean he said He said that, what was it? He said exactly, hold on, let me pull up the damn article. go to the mainland if you want to read about it. Where is this thing?
He said,
next year will be
my last at Orlando.
At Orlando. He says, so the interviewer says, then you'll return to Brazil and where will you play? And he says, if I come back, it's Sao Paulo. Not even with a big money offer from another club, it needs to have a context. You're not spending your whole day sitting in a chair looking at your bank account. Now, just remember, Sao Paulo still owes Orlando City a lot of money.
So that'd be a kind of an interesting thing if Kaká went to go play for Sao Paulo. Meanwhile, they still owe Orlando City.
You know, it'd be hilarious. He signs for Sao Paulo for literally like no money. And then Orlando City says, you know what? Give us Kaká for another year. You're paying him, though.
That's not going to happen.
I know, but that would be funny if it did. I would enjoy it.
Yeah, that would never happen. I do like, though, how down the article it says, this doesn't necessarily mean Kaká's definitely out of here after 2017. It's like, yeah, but he actually said, next year will be my last at Orlando.
Yeah, but I mean, he says, next year will be my last at Orlando, but they may try and restructure a you don't know if it's my last at Orlando because of his contract being up, or is it just like, I'm done? Because if they get to the playoffs and win a championship, you never know.
That's kind of a stretch in 1 year after getting a new coach.
Well, NYCFC got a new coach and made the playoffs. They were second.
They didn't win a championship, though.
Yeah, but they were second.
They didn't win a championship, though. I mean, I don't think even a championship keeps Kaká here in Orlando.
So then who takes his place as the face of the franchise?
Well, I've said before that you're probably going to sell Kyle Aaron the year after, too. I don't know I think Kevin Molino is kind of your guy right now, just based on his history with the club. But they're definitely going to be looking around at bringing some bigger names in too, I'd have to assume. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, you kind of have to look at how the market's going to play out. I don't know who all is going to be available. I don't know who all Christ is going to want to bring in. So it's really a sort of a guessing game. I personally, I don't know. I have people that I would like to see, but I don't necessarily know if they'll be there. So, you know, let's start those Zlatan to Orlando again rumors.
We need Kyle Foley here for that, though. We'll see.
He just took a long road to get here. He went from Paris to Manchester and then back down. So it's just, he just had a slight detour.
Yeah.
I force crazy like that sometimes.
I force just generally crazy, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't it named like the worst
yep.
interstate in
it was
the world?
It was the most dangerous interstate.
Of course it is. Just like Florida.
Yep.
Just random thing. Since today is the day after Thanksgiving, one quick weird news story for you. You'll love this one. Port Orange man stabs parents in Thanksgiving Day fight.
Huh.
Yeah. So, this guy, Edwin Doherty, got into an argument with his mother in
Doherty,
a home.
You said?
Doherty, yeah.
Irish. Makes sense.
Daughtry.
Still.
Daughtry. Got into an argument with his mother. Nothing about what the argument was about. Started in his room, spilled into the kitchen, where a few people sitting around the dining table could see what was happening. Then he put his mother in a headlock. When his father tried to step in, he put him in a headlock too, and pushed them both to the ground. And apparently he then took out a steak knife with a 4-inch blade and stabbed his father's chest, then his mother, and then ran out of the house.
That's actually not funny. The fact that he managed to get both his parents in a headlock.
Yeah.
It's kind of the visual. I'm having way more of like a Home Alone type situation playing out in my head, when clearly this was actually not that funny.
No, sadly not. All right, so that's the one bit of weird news for you. One other thing I'll talk about with you, because you're one of the only other guys who plays Overwatch. It finally happened. They got the update. Sombra's in, and they're giving us Symmetra buff.
Yep. I played with Sombra a little bit. She's fun.
Overpowered?
Yeah, way the fuck overpowered. If you're smart and you hack a health kit and then you immediately throw her little teleport orb on top of it, you're pretty much unkillable. So, yep, have fun with that.
Breaking news. Bill Edwards, the owner of the Tampa Bay Rowdy, seeks control of the Fort Lauderdale Strikers after the team defaults on their loans.
I mean.
So he's going to own two USL teams?
How does that work? I think he'll probably liquidate the Strikers, and then
everyone keeps joking like liquidate the club when their team is bad, but this is like
no, they might actually do that.
That'd be kind of fun. Did you know? Fun story: the Orlando Lions actually became the Fort Lauderdale Strikers back in the 90s.
Did not know that. Yeah, didn't know that.
That was back when the Orlando Lions were in the like. Minor leagues, and then they became the Strikers and became just a minor league club. Always a minor league club, except for when they weren't in the NASL of old. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about before we end it and stop this short, sweet, into the point episode?
I got another little bit of weird news.
Go for it.
U.S. town rejects solar panels amid fears that they, quote, suck energy from the sun, cause cancer, and will harm house prices.
What?
Friday sale. Nope, not a Friday sale. Members of the public in Woodland, North Carolina, of course, expressed their fear and mistrust at the proposal to allow a solar panel company to build a farm off of Highway 258. I have no idea where that is. a local man, Bobby Mann, that's man with two N's.
His name is Bobby Mann.
Damn it, Bobby. Said solar farms would suck up all the energy from the sun and businesses would not go there. A retired science teacher said that she was concerned the plants would, the panels would prevent plants in the area from photosynthesizing, stopping them from growing. Jesus Christ, how fucking dumb are people? That is a science teacher that said that. Jane Mann, the same last name. I have no idea if they're related or not. I don't even.
You can't even?
She questioned the high number of cancer deaths in the area, saying no one could tell her solar panels didn't cause cancer. Mm-hmm. It's the sun. It's the same amount of sunlight you're getting. It's just being repurposed for energy. Yes, the sun causes skin cancer. Yeah.
People are stupid.
Yeah, that's a retired science teacher saying that stuff.
Well, there's the reason she's retired. Hey, okay, so no politics, but the election happened and we weren't here for it. It sucks. We hate it. Life goes on.
We did call that Hillary blowing that 3-1 lead, though.
Sadly, we did.
Sorry. I kind of broke democracy because of that.
And now the one of the Orlando Magic owners is going to be the Secretary of Education.
Oh, God.
Yay, DeVos family.
Kids around the school are going to learn how to sell Amway.
Dear God.
We're a country that's slowly turning into a pyramid scheme.
Slowly? Thought we were already there.
No. I mean, he hasn't been inducted yet, so. Or inaugurated yet.
Inducted?
Yeah, let's just go with that, because that's what it's going to be now.
Or indicted?
Well.
That'll be fun.
He wasn't indicted because he settled.
Meh. Hey, MLS playoffs. They're happening this weekend.
Still are.
Yeah. Colorado-Seattle play on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Currently, Seattle leading on aggregate 2-1, but Colorado's got that away goal.
Yeah, that's going to be a kind of an interesting wrinkle to it, because if Seattle scores one at home, that's it.
You mean Colorado scores one?
Yeah, Colorado. Right. Yeah. Yep.
I kind of want it to end 2-1, Colorado winning, and then they go into extra time and go to penalties.
Oh, God.
And then I want Tim Howard to come off the bench in the 120th minute.
Is he not starting the match?
He's injured, man.
Oh.
He has an adjudicator injury. He's like out for weeks.
Right, right, right.
Yep. I want him to like come off onto the field with
crutches.
I forgot
about that he got hurt during that USA-Mexico match.
Yeah. I want him to come on the field with crutches and score the game-winning penalty.
Because he could score it with his crutch? I don't think he could do that.
Boof.
Oh, man.
It just, like, slowly rolls as Stephen Fry just dives away from it and just rolls past him and he watches it as he falls to the ground.
I would feel like such a giant piece of shit if that happened to me.
And then Toronto and Montreal, they play on the 30th, which is when?
That is on
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's happening.
Yep. You guys will probably talk more about that on the next episode.
Yeah.
This is like more of like a weekend.
This is just like a, hey, the cuts happened. Let's talk about them thing. It's a 0.5 episode. So this is 38.5.
Yeah.
Cool. Done.
So that was more of a mom and dad talking to your kids episode.
With the elders of the program.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Cool. All right. We're done. Bye.
Bye.